Well, once again, I'm here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit here in Washington, D.C., and in front of me is Chase Adams with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And, well, thank you for making it possible for AgWire to be here to cover this event. Tell us why NCBA is such a proponent of this organization and a sponsor of this event.
Absolutely, Jamie, and thank you. You know, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been a longtime supporter of the Animal Ag Alliance. We've got a member on the board, and we believe, as all the groups that are here, that it's so important that agriculture put a unified face against those that really want to see us put out of business, and that's the animal rights folks. And so Animal Ag Alliance allows groups like the National Cattlemen to join with other groups like pork and even a lot of our grain partners, and even agribusiness kind of around the just around the industry, and put that unified voice together and respond to so many of these things that we get attacked on. Antibiotics, we get attacked on the animal rights front, on humane handling, and those just, they're not true. They're false. And the fact that we can come together as an industry and put out that positive message and reinforce that from a group like the Animal Ag Alliance is invaluable in our opinion.
Well, you have spent here the past 2 days alongside me listening to these speakers. It's hard to recap the entire conference, but in a few words, what is the take-home message that you at NCBA would like to share with your producers across the country?
You know, I think that the Animal Ag Alliance has done an excellent job of putting this together, and I'm sure in many of your other podcasts and broadcasts, you've probably talked about the fact that this convention really confronted us with a lot of challenges. We do a lot of preaching to the choir, and this convention really had some outside voices that were purposely put on the agenda to make you think a little bit. And so I think that we're certainly going to be taking some of that back in the way that we at the NCBA, we as cattlemen and women, work with our customers, work with those folks that maybe don't know as much about agriculture. We've gotten some great ideas from blogging and doing more, being more active on the internet, just like AgWire. I mean, I think this is the platform that we're going to have to fight a lot of these fights in, and so I've really appreciated hearing some of the tools and techniques that other groups are using to do just that.
Well, what is the best advice you think you've taken home today to give those producers at the local level?
You know, when it still comes down to tell your story and make sure that you're out there advocating for what it is that you and your family do every day, and oftentimes what your family has done for generations. And I think that has still been a theme of this conference, and that is still the theme regardless of how technology changes and we go from the tape recorder to the podcast to whatever it is that's going to come down the road next. I think the important part is still going to be that our producers out there and all producers out there continue to tell their story, and we've got to be better advocates in the future than we have been in the past.
Well, tell your story. It is that simple. Thank you, Chase, for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Again, talking with Chase Adams with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit here in Washington, D.C. I'm Jamie Johansson.